East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
KZN Education MECC Port Hlomuka has been ordered to take disciplinary action against 16 departmental officials linked to an irregular 2.5 million rand contract for mobile toilets at schools. The special tribunal has set aside the contract and ordered the service provider to repay all profits made from it, plus interest. Newswatch's Andrew Robertson reports.
According to a special investigating unit probe, the contract to supply chemical toilets to schools in June 2020 was awarded without a competitive bidding process, breaching the Public Finance Management Act and Treasury regulations. The investigations also revealed that 72 chemical toilets were delivered before the company was formally appointed. The company, Hauletu, is also accused of overcharging the department by more than 100%. The SIU also found the company submitted claims for services that were not provided and the director allegedly failed to declare conflicts of interest. Investigators say the contract was unlawfully extended and payments were also split to get around procurement thresholds. Most of the officials implicated are senior management in the department. They are accused of failing to follow supply management rules. Andrew Robertson, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Five individuals accused of recruiting South Africans to participate in the Russia-Ukraine war have been granted bail with strict conditions by the Kempton Park Magistrates Court. Duduzile Sambutla Zuma is among them.
In respect of accused one, bail is 30,000 rands. Accused two, bail is 15,000 rands. In respect of accused three, four and five, bail has been fixed in the amount of 5,000 rands each.
The case has been postponed to February. There's another major vehicle recall. Over 300 Jeep Wranglers are affected by a clock spring fault that may stop the airbag from deploying. Stellantis South Africa says the fault impacts models sold between 2016 and 2018. Kia is also recalling over 18,000 cars made between 2009 and 2015. They include the Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Cerato and Soul. The National Consumer Commission's Peto Ntaba has urged affected car owners to visit authorized dealers for free repairs as soon as possible.
We really want to say to consumers of the affected vehicles, do ensure that you take your vehicle for a quick check so that you can minimize the risks of accidents. NCC will continue to monitor this recall as part of the NCC's recall strategy as well as the Consumer Protection Act.
And with regards to that Kia recall, it relates to a faulty ABS fuse that may increase stopping distance and damage the engine bay. And farmers on the Greek island of Crete have clashed with riot police in a protest related to an EU subsidy probe. They were shown on local TV armed with stones and clubs, smashing police vehicles stationed to block them from reaching the Chania International Airport. The police fired tear gas before retreating from the scene. A group of farmers overturned one of the police cars. There were also skirmishes near the island's Heraklion Airport after farmers tried to bypass a police roadblock. Since late last month, thousands of Greek farmers have blocked highways, mainly in the centre and north of the country, to demand swifter access to EU subsidies delayed by an ongoing probe into multi-million euro fraud. In May, EU prosecutors alleged that thousands of suspects made claims for land they did not own and exaggerated the number of livestock on farms. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Dave Miller eager to contribute again to the Proteas ahead of their T20 series against India starting tomorrow. Ben Stokes not happy with his England team's mentality after they lost the second Ashes test to Australia, and United can jump to sixth on the Premier League table with the win at Wolves tonight.